welcome to Schmevel and Wheeze. This is episode 6, My Zombie Apocalypse. I am a fan of the television series The Walking Dead. I have never read the source material, which, it, for those of you who don't know, are graphic novels by the same name. However, the TV show has captivated me. I would not say that I'm a fan necessarily of zombies. I'm certainly not a fan of blood and guts. But there's something about the characters that I find compelling and the situations they're in I find compelling. And I've just really enjoyed watching it over the last couple seasons. But there at the same time, it has been interesting because I don't really like being afraid. You know, I don't like horror movies because I don't like being afraid. I don't like things popping out at me. I don't like surprises that are, you know, scary and whatever. And I do find that I really am drawn into the situations, you know, that occur there. And it kind of has led me to develop my own zombie apocalypse plan, for those of you who don't follow zombies at all, in any way, shape, or form, people like seriously talk about this. There are discussions about, in the case of a zombie apocalypse, or really any kind of worldwide or major disaster, what would you do? And my personal zombie apocalypse plan stems from this fact that I don't like being afraid. I don't want to worry about what's coming around every corner. I don't want to think about how I'm going to make it to the next meal or make it through the next day or whatever. My zombie apocalypse plan, most people are like, oh, I'm going to go to Costco or Walmart or some other big box store that has lots of food and lots of supplies and is somewhat secure. And, you know, I'm going to go there. My zombie apocalypse plan is to run to the zombies. Just get it over with quick, move on. I guess not really move on, but just get it over with quick, you know, because I don't really want to live in fear. And part of what developed this is, in The Walking Dead, there was a storyline early on in season 2, I believe it was, involving one of this group of survivors who was a fairly young girl. Her name was Sophia. And Sophia gets lost, and a good portion then of the season is spent looking for Sophia in one way or the other and what's happened to her. Shortly after, it might have actually been right after the episode where she was lost, but shortly thereafter, I started having nightmares after watching the show, zombie nightmares. And I don't really think that it was about the zombies, but it was about this character and, you know, this young girl being lost and what is her fate. That gets resolved eventually. And then later on in the series, there are some other young girls introduced and made part of the group. And their fate also then becomes problematic. And I just found that very, very interesting that the one of the main characters is a boy who's slightly older than both of these, than Sophia and the other two girls. But he's never portrayed as being helpless. And these girls are portrayed as being helpless in so many ways and victims in a way of their situation. And I just find that so disturbing to my psyche, you know. Not enough, obviously. I keep watching the show. I really love the show. But I don't know what I'm trying to say with this, other than I just find it culturally interesting that the young girls are portrayed as being quite helpless and weak, both physically and mentally weak. Not all the women are portrayed that way. However, they're really, I mean, not that there's a lot to choose from, but there really isn't a balance of men to women. And, you know, one of the women that was very strong was kicked out of the group. Another of the women used to be strong, and now she's kind of just portrayed as being, you know, she's kind of a side character. Anyway, and I'm not sure where all of that is going, but I think it's interesting, and given, you know, Time this week has decided that feminism is a word, or feminist is a word that should be banned for 2015 because it's become such a catchword. And yet I look at a show that's well-written and intelligent, and I don't think that it's anti-woman in any way, shape, or form. And yet there is this undercurrent of misogyny in a way. And what does that mean, that there's this undercurrent of misogyny? And if there's still an undercurrent of misogyny, how can feminism be a word that shouldn't be talked about in the media anymore? Personally, I just don't think that's realistic. So I don't usually get kind of political, not that this is really political in a way, but it's just something that has been on my mind. And this upcoming episode of The Walking Dead is going to be very, very interesting. We are going to discover the fate of yet another young woman. At least I think that we will. And so I'm curious to see what's going to happen to her. Now, she's shown to be incredibly mentally tough, while she's not necessarily physically tough, although that's developing. But I'm looking forward to discovering whether that blend of mental toughness and physical toughness are going to come together in a young woman. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the thoughts, and have a great day.